Iran and the United States have ended a series of talks in Geneva to remove gaps on the way of a final agreement on the Iranian nuclear program. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the talks, which started on Friday, have been serious, useful, and constructive. Zarif says that some progress has been made in meetings with the U.S. delegation, as well as representatives from the P5+1 group of countries. But he emphasized that there is still a long way to go towards a final nuclear agreement to resolve the disputes. Zarif also emphasized that Iran still believes nothing can be agreed on unless everything is agreed on. To the same effect, he says further talks will be held in Geneva next Monday to continue discussions with the U.S. and other members of the P5+1. Press of Newsroom Director Hamid Azamadi says Iran will withdraw from nuclear talks if the West wants to impose unacceptable conditions on Tehran.
Iran is not going to accept a nuclear deal under just any circumstances. Iran is saying that if you impose your will, your conditions on us, and if those conditions are not going to be acceptable, so we're going to even withdraw from the talks that are based on what the two sides agreed upon in late 2013. It was the joint plan of action, and now the two sides are talking on the basis of that document that they reached in late 2013. So now we are seeing that the Iranian, the head of the Iranian Atomic Energy Organization and the U.S. Energy Secretary are also involved in the negotiations in Geneva. That shows that the talks are now at a technical stage, and the two sides are now discussing technical matters as well as the political sides, because the leader also talked to officials last week, and he asked for drawing up a certain system of economy that in case talks fail, that system can help the country's economy thrive despite sanctions. So it means that Iran is already ready for a plan B. Iran has already drawn up economic mechanisms and is also drawing up more and new economic mechanisms through which Iran can develop its economy despite the sanctions. And
some analysts believe that the White House should put some political punishment against the Israeli Prime Minister if he tries to derail nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1.
We're going on the attack almost 24/7 now, starting this week. BT started her own radio network here to savage all of the fanny kissers for Obama. I mean, BB coming, particularly people calling their congressmen and tell them they don't want to see them jumping up and down like trained seals and applauding BB if he gets to talk in front of Congress. So everybody sees now that we've got to start putting some political punishment on their coming over here and trying to undermine these talks when we all the whole world has a strong vested interest in getting them settled. And we need to refocus this energy on Israel, who is obviously, everybody knows, they are the biggest weapons of mass destruction threat in the Middle East.